Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to censor the giant skunk. I'm going to tell that first, because there's two major parts to it. There's goes on the first part, and then the giant skunk is eliminated, and then on their own the other animals picks on, and then finally even that part is not the end. About the syncopus, it started with a mixture of a human. It's very hard to understand when does the human existed. But in the giant skunk story, there is no human. Now let's experience about this thing. Once we listen to these ones, then we will be able to experience the true value of the legend storytelling. Okay, I'm going to start with the giant skunk, censored. And these legends can start anywhere. There is no rigid restriction or anything. How do you begin a legend? In our language, it's very simple and it's very, very automatic. So I could say, we could start off with the weasel. Weasel was hunting by himself in the winter. He had traveled far during the day. Finally, towards evening, it was a time for him to turn towards home, homeward direction. Actually, weasel didn't travel straight, as he always does, always following the creek and looking for places where he can find the mice, which he's after. Sometimes he follows the creek to find small minerals or even fish, a big fish that which he eats for his diet. So therefore his trail, the hunting trail, is not straight. It wanders off into the creek, sometimes across to the next creek, and then always maintaining his homeward direction. Finally, it was one of those days that he has been busy hunting, which was not very successful. He was not, didn't hunt very well, was not lucky. He had his meal very lightly, yes, but he would rather take something home. So he carried his catch on his back, and it was towards evening that he finally decided to head home, taking a shortcut exactly where his home is located. So he took off towards home. Days get shorter, finally the sun set. Just after the sun set, just before it gets dusk, he saw a trail that was ahead of him. He knows it's a large animal trail, a track. So in his training, he was told always to be careful which track that he's going to cross, to make certain first that it doesn't belong to the giant skunk. So his thought hit him right away. So he decided to go sneak around, look at the trail from distance, until finally he was very certain it was a giant skunk. And he's such a day that I have to cross this track, because the law is there that if anyone wants to survive, no one should ever cross giant skunk's trail or the track. So being that he was already tired and some distance to cover yet, and it's already sunset, he decided to do the next best thing, rather than go back and go back way of this track, because it's a far distance.